The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric, the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance on the 16th day of February, 2023. And tonight, this is Pledge Week, folks. So we'll give you those numbers. We got to hear from you. We really got to hear from you. It's very, very important. We're 4,000 short of where we should be at this time. That's a lot. And so we're trying to make up for the six stations that we lost. But the good news is this, that if we can come up with the same amount as quickly, we'll be able to pay the back bills on those six stations to get them back on the air. But we can only do it through you. We got to have help. You've got to help us on this one. All right, so now tonight here, way back, the room way in the back, we have them. They're all there. The Three Musketeers, Eric, Frank, and Randy. It's called the Phone Shack, the room in the back. And then in between that, in between the two piles of glass, we have none other than, listen to this, Radio Rebel DJ Style. That's right. That's his name. He's the Radio Rebel. He's got a card right here. I'm looking at this card. And he's got a blog. And he's going to tell us about that blog a little later on. We're going to find out more about it. And you know who's back there with him, don't you? Courageous Craig. Joe, it could be that those two are here to maybe replace you and I, because I've heard that we may be getting old, and so
maybe
in case that happens, if that happens,
that's the right word. When we still got a shot.
Yep, already, and now right here, she's known far and wide as Granny with a Glock, none other than Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
All right. Get back there and keep an eye on them. Courageous is keeping an eye on them back there in the room in the back called the Phone Check.
That's why you're in trouble. If Courageous is keeping track of everything, we're
he's back there. You keeping them in line. And so, and of course, you've heard him, none other than the Parson Joe Larson in person.
Yep, that highly unpaid professional assistant is here ready to go to work.
And myself, Pastor Ernie Sanders, none other than their hero, right? All right. Now, we've got a lot to talk about tonight, so we got to get right into it. And the title of the message was The New and the Old Religion, and we're going to really start off tonight.
Can we?
Pardon?
I think we'd better give out the phone numbers first.
Yeah, but you know what? We got something else we got to give out first.
Oh.
I got a couple of prayer requests here. We better, and you do too, so let's do this. Go. Okay, the phone numbers are 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. That's right. You know, prayer is powerful. Folks out there, listen to me. Trust me on this. It's right in God's Word, the Bible. God says that there's power in prayer, and that the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. And you know what else it says? That those that show mercy receive mercy. Now, there are people out there listening to us right now all over the country, and maybe they don't have a problem at all. Today, we went and we had a stack of prayer requests, and we sat there and we prayed all over them because we know. And these are people that support this radio program. And a lot of them didn't even ask for prayer. They just sent in with a nice little card and said, here, and with a nice letter. And we prayed that the Lord would bless them the way that they blessed us. And early tomorrow morning, there's a lady called Bobby Jefferson who has breast cancer, and she's going to have breast cancer surgery tomorrow morning. And her friends have asked us to pray for her. And, Joe, you have a couple of prayer requests, don't you?
I sure do.
Okay, so I'll start off for Bobby. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I don't know Bobby, but, Lord, we know that you do. So we want to just hold her up and ask, Father God, Lord, that you would guide the surgeon's hands tomorrow, Father, Lord, as that breast surgery takes place. And, Lord, that Bobby might end up with a complete and total healing. These things we ask in the name of the Lord, the King of Kings, our Lord and Savior. And Lord, we want to thank you too. Thank you this entire week. They have not been able to bring us down off the air. And we thank you, Lord, for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead,
amen,
Joe.
Amen to that. I've, in a neighborhood, most of the ranchers and farmers are well over 65 around here. And four of my neighbors are down. Jim and Fred are having severe back problems. One will need some big surgery. One has received some treatments where they've had to deaden all kinds of nerves. One named Mike, bad heart problems. One named Dan, COVID vax, having trouble breathing. And Merrill, who fell trying to help her husband, broken ankle, needs surgery. So just Pastor Joe's neighbors need your prayer for various injuries, and just let's go to the Lord. Heavenly Father, it just seems like many things are happening at once, and I'm seeing brothers and sisters in Christ rushing out to help one another, and that is a beautiful thing. But while we see your children doing what you've asked of them, we just lift up those five people, and there's probably a couple others that I've missed, that you would just put your loving arms around them, help with healing, help them handle the pain they're going through, and just bless them in every way possible. These are all born-again believers, all brothers and sisters in Christ and children of the kingdom. And just bless them in every way possible, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, Joe, let's start in Romans chapter 1, verse 18. Read verses 18 through 20 and then pause, okay?
All right. And the title is The New and Old Religion. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse.
All right, so now here, Joe, verse 20. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. So what is he saying there?
Well, to make, I think, condense it, as we look out, we see the universe, we see solar systems and galaxies, we see the beauty of life on this earth, the complexity, And yet we have these physical and metaphysical laws of gravity, centrifugal force, all the laws that hold this universe, our world, together. We see not only the physical part of the creation, but all those invisible things that we know are going on. You know, like gravity, you can't see it, feel it, taste it, but we know it's there. And he's just telling us that you can't have a creation like that without a creator.
All right, so right now today, first of all, you have the creator, but what you couldn't see, too, is the power. The power. Where is
the power
coming from
this,
to make all of this? Okay, that's unseen. But there are a lot of things that are invisible, too, that when he says here, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even eternal power and Godhead, so they are without excuse. So here that would apply to all of these invisible things that people cannot see and cannot touch, but they know they exist.
Right.
For example, if I say to you, Joe, do you have a conscience? You'll say, yeah, right?
Sure do.
So let me see it.
Mm-hmm. Can't show it to you. I can feel it. I know it's there, but you can't see it, feel it, and I...
And if I say to you...
its effect.
If I say
it's
to you, Joe...
Gravity, I can see the apple fall to the ground, but I can't see or feel gravity either.
So if I say to you, do you have an intellect, Joe? What would you say?
I'd say people have argued with me, but yes, I have an intellect.
So do you get anybody to say, are you sure?
Once in a great while.
All right, okay.
Especially preaching the gospel, sometimes you can scare people when you do that, right?
So in that verse, you could write volumes of books out of that one verse, couldn't you?
Yes, you could. There's a lot there.
Okay, so Adam and Eve and their children, Joe, were right from the beginning. So right in the beginning. In other words, the last thing, the sixth day of creation, God created man, right?
Right.
So let me ask you this, okay. When did he create Eliub?
It would have been somewhere, he would have come in the line down from Adam and Eve, but I don't think in that sense, you know, if he existed at all, he would have come from that line.
Oh, so let me ask you this. Okay, Adam didn't swing through the trees, tearing limbs off the trees and knocking great big monsters dead, right? I mean, Adam just, he wasn't wearing a hide for, and at least in the beginning, a bearcat hide, was he?
In the beginning, nope, he wasn't.
So did Adam have an intellect?
Oh, yes. He was the keeper of the garden. He was to name all of God's creatures and all of the plants and animals.
So how do you think you would Adam's intellect would stand up against the average man's intellect of today?
I don't think we could come anywhere close to Adam's intellect.
Okay, so if you had all of these, Adam was told to name all of the animals. And so he had to look at these animals, look at their characteristics, and study them a little bit, and then give them a name. That might have been a difficult, that would take some intellect, wouldn't it?
It sure would.
Okay, let me ask you this: if you were to study those animals, would you find one that you might call Joe Biden?
I guess you could say he's animal. He's more animal than human, in my opinion.
That's something to think about, huh?
Yeah.
All righty. All right, there you go.
So much of this knowledge is only in the Bible because a lot of that was lost by the Great Flood. But we have God's Word to tell us what happened and why, and to go back because it is really the history of mankind, right?
So do you think God keeps an accurate record?
Yes.
Okay. So now here, everything is as God said There's nothing new. There's nothing new. There's nothing being created today. There's nothing being annihilated. You know what I'm trying to say, don't you?
Right. Energy is never created nor destroyed. We have certain axioms in science that we know to be true. They've proven true over a long period of time, repeatedly.
Annihilated is what I'm trying to say. That's the word.
Oh.
Now, what you just said, we call that the first and second laws of thermodynamics, don't we?
Dynamics, right. Exactly.
Now, the first law is the law of conservation, and that's in the
matter and energy, yep.
That's in the quantity of all things God created, and then you have the law of deterioration. So which of those laws right now is more in effect?
Right now, well, they claim the universe is still expanding, but I see civilization declining.
And so if we take a look over in Romans, the book of Romans, it said that everything is winding down, doesn't it?
Yep, it does.
In fact, let me see if I can jump there very quickly here. And I think I can find
it. We're in Romans, but we weren't in the right chapter.
Yeah, okay. So let me just read you this. Romans chapter 8, verse 22. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves, that which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. So he's saying that not only is all of creation winding down, but we're winding down too, aren't we?
Yes, well, we saw the ages of people that came before us, and they had very, very long lives until after the flood. Then it says that the life of man would be 120 years, no more. And no one's lived over that since.
Okay, so if we go back to what we were talking about, the laws of thermodynamics, the first law reflects the completion of creation in the past, so that nothing new is being created today. We don't see anything new being created. The second law reflects the curse on creation. And what brought that curse on all of creation? One word.
Sin.
That's right. It was sin. Now, what we're talking about is reality. Is what we're talking about tonight to the vast majority of la-la landers out there, to the world, who are just kind of, you know, going through life kind of clueless. I mean, really kind of clueless about so many things. They know things don't seem to be right, but they really don't understand why. They're clueless to what the Word of God has to say. I mean, God tells us very clearly. He doesn't stutter on what is the cause and effect of everything. Let's pick it up in verse 21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Would you attribute that, say, George Soros or Klaus Schwab? Would you say that would apply to them?
Oh, more than almost anybody else I could think of.
What about Bill Gates?
The wiser they think they are, the more foolish they become. Bill Gates is right up there with them. Fauci.
Fauci.
Dr. Fauci, there are quite a few of them.
So, I mean, if they reverse that, it says, you know, here it says, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Wouldn't they be wise if they professed themselves to be fools?
Knowing that we are weak and sinful nature, yeah, we're...
Well, that would be a form of repentance. Wouldn't a form of repentance be wise?
Yeah, very much.
All right.
In our weaknesses and our sin, we have to repent of that.
And change the glory of the incorruptible God into the image made like to corruptible men, and to birds, and to four-footed beast, and the creeping things. Do we have a lot of environmental wreckers out there today?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a vocal minority. There are a lot of them, but there are more fools that listen to them that aren't part of the ones that are leading the charge or preaching the false religion, but it's still, they gain a lot of the world's attention, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. And here, first of all, corruptible men, okay, what it says, God, turn God into the image made like corruptible men. Now, how would that apply? Because what men do we have right living life today that have declared themselves to be gods?
Well, one is Soros. George Soros has claimed himself to be a god.
He said that, didn't he? He actually said, I am a god, right?
God, yeah.
What about Barack Obama?
I am the one you have been waiting for. I am the one that I have been waiting for.
Well, he said it a little differently, and that's where the emphasis came on when he says, I am.
I am, yeah.
Pause.
Which is like in Scripture, I am he, yeah.
That's a name for God, isn't it?
It is.
I am that I am.
The
so
way it was said, I am.
The one.
The one you've been waiting for.
Okay. I am the one I've been. What about Oprah? Oprah said what? She's the source of her own salvation, right?
Well, if she's the source of her own salvation, then she is equal to God, because Scripture said the only one that can bring salvation is Jesus Christ.
Well, Oprah said that. I heard her say that she was the source of her own salvation, right?
Right. And she led, you know, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions astray with that, too.
What about Louis Farrakhan?
He has said some very strange things, yeah.
I don't know
if he claimed to be a god or not, but he's...
He claimed to be Messiah.
Messiah, that's right. He did say Messiah.
All right. All right. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. So now that creature he's referring to is man himself, isn't it?
Right. Oh, yeah. Worshipped and served the creature is man and creation, like worshipping earth god Gaia is a... In other words, worshiping the earth, worshiping that is also part of it.
For this cause, God gave them up into vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one towards another, men with men working that which is unseemly, receiving into themselves the recompense of the error, which was meet, okay? And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do these things which are not convenient. So now, would you say that LGBTQ is absolutely reprobate?
Absolutely. It is antichrist. It is reprobate. It is against everything in Scripture. But you see them coming out with a lie, saying, well, because God loves everybody, then he loves us, and so this must be okay. Yeah, no, it's not what the Scripture says at all.
Now, today there's an increase in the amount of college girls, especially, that are professing to be lesbians. And...
as many now being transgender, being men.
Right, and they're also trying to become men, and then you have some pretty reprobate men trying to become women, huh?
And some who claim they are, like we have that, too, is that attorney, the general, what's his name, Biden appointed...
I know who you're talking about. It's the trans
Rachel
thing.
Rachel Levine, the Assistant Secretary for Health. Yeah. It doesn't look anything like a female, just looks like a man with long hair and makeup. You know, it's a joke.
It's an abomination.
An abomination.
Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, and despiteful, proud boasters, inventor of all things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Do you know what, Joe? I just read you the platform of the Democratic Party. That's their platform. We'll be back after this. I have been doing that for over 50 years, and I know you have too, Pastor Joe. And so, hey, we have a young fella here named Style, the Radio Rebel, and he's got a blog. And I think he's trying to be like a young version of us, Joe. And we were kind of radio rebels, weren't we?
At the time, yes, we sure were.
Why was it Bloomberg kicked us off those stations? Did he call us a rebel? Yeah. Alrighty. Style, tell us about your blog. Tell us about the blog, yes.
Well, it's stylesrebelradio.com. We got a whole bunch of different content there, shows, articles, blogs. We just put up one today. I'm sure if you've been listening to the program, you're no stranger to the train derailments that happened in Ohio. We put up a great article about that earlier today. But there's a whole bunch of stuff that we've covered on there, as well as conspiracy theories about Russia and collusion and the threat that our nation is under with communistic viewpoints that are being pushed in schools and the media. So really just a great resource for that and for people to be able to get their voice heard. That's stylesrebelradio.com.
All right. Now, my advice to Style and Rebel Radio is the one thing that you need more than anything else is a good knowledge of God's Word, the Bible. It is the greatest source of knowledge in the entire universe. It's the most authoritative. It supersedes every other source of authority. And so get a good working knowledge of that and go out there. Listen, I'm going to tell you, when you are obedient to the Word of God, well, God lets you know that He likes that, doesn't He, Joe?
He certainly does. It's kind of like the opposite is true. If you don't listen to Him, He's not very pleased with that either, with that.
All right, very good. Now, a couple things happening very quickly. I wanted to say that Bringing America Back to Life Convention 2023, March 10th and 11th. And I've been to every one of these, and I'm planning on being there again. With my dear friend Molly, she does a super, super job. Her and all of her staff, I'm putting that up. It's the largest pro-life gathering in the whole United States. It's right here in Independence, and that's the March 10th and 11th. Now, I'm not planning on speaking this year. I'm just going to be there to meet and greet folks and to be with my old friends, and because I support life. And so there you go. That's this. It's at Embassy Suites in Independence. And that's just a little ways from where we're at right now, just down the street from where we're at right here. So you can go to bringamericabacktolife.org, bringamericabacktolife.org, and you can find out who all the speakers and folks. It's a win situation. Let's fight for life, right, Joe?
Right. Well, God said what? That was, we were made in His image, so all life is a gift of God, and if you mess with it, you are messing with the image of God, and that brings you into condemnation.
And, you know, well, not only that, but He says this, I've set before you this day life and death, blessing and cursing, so choose life and a blessing,
life.
Right? And our opposition has chosen death. In fact,
yeah.
The Bible says all of those that hate God love death.
All of those that hate God love death.
So the entire Democratic Party hates God, don't they?
Unless there's somebody that's confused that calls himself a Democrat without really knowing what's happened to the Democratic Party. But
the old Democrats are long gone. They call themselves today progressive.
Yeah.
And anyhow, listen, you know, they had all censored President Trump, but he, now he's back on Twitter and he's back, and he sent us a thing that I'm going to read here on the radio from him. He says this, former president and 2024 White House candidate Donald Trump released a new statement regarding big tech censorship and the events surrounding January 6, 2021 on Tuesday, saying the Democratic Party and various social media outlets colluded for years to keep his posts from the public eye. It was shockingly revealed that Twitter colluded with the FBI and other law enforcement agencies to rig and steal the 2020 presidential election in favor of Joe Biden and to deplatform and illegally censor me. The statement provided to Just the News began as a key example of the corruption within the FBI. Special Agent Charles McGonigal, the head of the now fully debunked Russia hoax, has recently been arrested. He was one of those dirty cops. Remember the Dirty 30 FBI agents?
Yeah.
Paid off by receiving large amounts of money from get this, Russia. That's right, folks. Remember, what did Karl Marx say? Always accuse the opposition of doing what you're doing. That's why they asked him to head it up, okay?
Right, the real Russia collusion story, which the news still isn't trying not to cover and trying to hide.
Right.
They're still covering it up.
Well, you know, we broke the Russia. The real Russia collusion story was when Hillary Clinton and Joe Obama Biden sold 25% of our uranium to the enemy, okay?
Yeah.
The Russia witch hunt was extremely detrimental to Trump campaign's effort to win the 2020 presidential election. I have been newly reinstated on Twitter and various other social media platforms, and my tweets, which were taken down by big tech censorship and thus seen by very few, just have been made public, Trump continued. The highly partisan January 6th committee did not want these messages to be part of the historical and legal record, but they have now been fully restored. A sad shock to what I call the unselect committee of political hacks and thugs. The statement then showed two specific tweets Trump had posted asking for a peaceful protest and for the participants to support any law enforcement officials who were on the ground at the Capitol that day. The tweets were concealed from the public's view for almost 2 years because the former executives of Twitter followed the wishes of Joe Biden and the FBI in censoring me and canceling my account. He added, now that these new statements on Twitter and Facebook have emerged having a widespread and very positive impact on me, it's paramount for all examining the events of January 6, 2021 to be aware of this new irrefutable information, as nothing can be more obvious as to its meaning, a meaning that was withdrawn from the public by Twitter censorship and that January 6 unselect committee lack of effort to find them. Trump also pointed out how he posted parallel messages to other social media platforms stressing peace and lawful behavior. The terrible bias January 6th committee ignored this key part of the legal and historical record because the partisan members of the committee did not want to acknowledge the fact that such statements because they would exonerate him. Trump claimed that he had initially recommended 10 to 20,000 National Guard troops to be stationed at the Capitol on January 6th as large crowds were expected. Then he chastised D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, both communists, for shaking off his suggestions due to potentially negative political optics. He then went on to say he met with defense officials, and this information is laid out in detail and corroborated by the report by the Department of Defense Inspector General. Trump touched upon his video message from January 6th, echoing his online statements as well. He accused the select committee charged with investigating the matter of doctoring and editing said clip for political purposes while masking the reality for the American people. And you know, Joe, now there's something like, I don't know how many hours that, and I'm waiting for McCarthy. McCarthy says he's going to bring all of that that Nancy Pelosi tried to hide. He's going to bring it out.
So, I'm waiting to see, and hopefully that will happen sooner rather than later.
All right. Hey, Joe, listen. Kathy in Cleveland pledges 50. Linda in Brooklyn pledges 200. Barbara in Bronx pledges 100. Anonymous pledges 100. Michael in Philadelphia pledges 200. And he's a first-time pledger. Thank you. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. We got to hear from you, folks. Or 888-677-9673. Joe, we want to make up for the loss this week. We've come up $4,000 below where we should be. Now, some of that has to do with the fact that we've got six fewer stations, that we're on six fewer stations. But now,
we did lose an awful lot of faithful listeners through the COVID, between COVID and the vax. A lot of our older listeners did succumb to the one or the other.
Well, as far as I know, eight times as many people died from the vax than died from the COVID, you see. But we'll hear a little bit about that later on. Now, here's the point, Joe. if we can raise the same amount of money without the six, that money will go towards paying off the back bills, and the quicker that happens, the quicker we can get those six other stations back on. And that's what we're trying to do. Now, we are still hearing from some of them. The newsletter just went out. By the way, folks, if you haven't gotten the newsletter, you really need to get the newsletter. There's a lot of things in that newsletter that you can help you bring America back to one nation under God, and it's free. It don't cost you anything. And so it's very important we send you out articles that you need to know. And one of those articles, Joe, in the newsletter, there's a list of about 100 companies that support Planned Parenthood with their phone numbers for the CEOs. And people take that and they would make a call. It doesn't take too many calls to these CEOs. But if they make up copies of that, too, and hand those out, and just like one day, if they just set up their telephones, you get 20 people from a church and sit there one day, we've done this, and just start making these phone calls. Boy, you would be surprised how much of a difference it makes.
It really makes a huge difference when people call and actually take the time to complain and say, hey, you know, I can't buy your products, I can't support your company, I can't buy your stock, whatever the case may be, because of your stance on life, you know, and God... God just will not tolerate the wages of sin or death, and you tell it like it is. And a lot of businesses have changed their attitude lately. Have you noticed a lot of the corporations are getting rid of their woke employees and their all of those people on the, what's the word they're using?
Yeah, a lot of the woke corp is standing down now. They're becoming unwoke. You've got Mammoth Nation and others that are, in fact, I'll be doing a program probably in the near future with one of the fellows that's what his business is getting people to leave the woke corporations and go to, you know, the ones that are conservative, non-woke, and provide services. So there you go. All right.
I thought if we've got just a minute, I was looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 9. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. He which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. And God's just explaining in the same thing in Luke, where it talks about, for with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. What God's telling his children out there, that you're not going to outgive him. If you give from your heart, he will make sure that you can continue giving, and you have his word on it. And it's just one of those things that's it's called faith. Sometimes we're called to what? To step out in faith and do something and trust in God and his word, right?
Absolutely. You know, he tells you in second.
You can't trust in God without faith. You can't. Sometimes you have to be tested. And giving is one of those tests that I think God does, just to see, do we have faith? Do we believe him? Do we believe his word?
You know, if just think about it, if there weren't people, people in programs like this, but people out there like the pro-life movement, you know, for 50 years, and we're still pushing back against the death culture.
Still fighting.
But what if we hadn't been there? If God had not raised us up? What kind of a country we'd have right now if we hadn't been out there pushing back against the Satanism, the child molesting. I mean, it's horrible the way things are, but if we hadn't been there, just how bad. Remember, he's referring to in 2 Thessalonians about he that now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way, meaning holds back. He's just been pushing back, and that's us through the presence of the Holy Spirit. We're pushing back against evil. The day will come when the Lord takes us out of here, and then the evil will self-destruct. They will annihilate each other. I mean, it's going to get really nasty when that happens. But until then, our job is to push back and push back hard against the evil in this world, isn't it?
Yeah, to hold fast. And one thing God, we've tried to make it clear that... trying to get my words together. Having a little senior moments, just the thought.
Well, while you're thinking, by the way.
You'll have to go on. It just dropped.
Anyhow, there's a lady running for president. Her name's Nikki Haley, right? And right. She wants to have tests made, cognitive tests, on everybody that's 75 years or older, Joe, before they can run for public office. No. I think she's kind of saying, you old folks don't know what you're doing. Well, you know what? I don't have a problem with that cognitive test, but I don't think we should. I think it should be for anyone who runs for public office, don't you? Well, I mean, if you had, but not just a test on your mental capacity, but your moral capacity. What do you think?
There wouldn't be many people pass that one. Not at all. But the moral, most of the politicians wouldn't make it, I'm afraid.
All right, so
but
you
the
think...
cognitive test, I don't, you know, we'll look at Fetterman. Could Senator Fetterman pass a cognitive test?
No.
You know, we all have times, like I just had one of those blank outs. We all have something like that from time to time, but you see Fetterman, you see Biden having trouble knowing where he is, which way to turn, walking past where he's supposed to go, having people have to come up and lead him off. The leader of the free world should be able to, like Trump, took the test, passed it with flying colors, was not afraid for his doctor to come out and tell his score and everything. That's very unusual in this world, and only a very brave, confident man would do that. And Joe Biden isn't brave and isn't confident and isn't going to do it.
No, Joe's a puppet. And he knows how to read a teleprompter, doesn't he?
And listen to his wife. I think his wife is the power behind the throne. I think Jill advises him, tells him, guides and directs him. I think she's the co-president, if you will.
Well, not only that, but on the internet, there's all kinds of that. Wherever she meets, she's got a tendency to kiss people on the lips, other men on the lips, like Obama, and like the president there of France. She's got a tendency. There's all kinds of pictures of her.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think
Kamala's husband? Yeah, the VP's husband.
Yeah, she kissed Kamala's husband. Do you think maybe she's a what you call a hot wife?
I don't know what she thinks, but I think she's a little dangerous.
But let me ask you this, speaking about being cognitive, right, Joe? Look, see, I'm a pastor, Joe, and I know I'm a pastor. I mean, if you were to ask me, I'd tell you, sure I am. I'm a man. If you were to ask me, are you a man? Yeah, I know that I'm a man, okay? When I was a boy, Joe, if you were to ask me if I was a boy, I would have said, yeah, I'm a boy. Now,
exactly.
I know that I'm not running for the Supreme Court justice, but you got one on there now that, Joe, she's a woman, but she didn't know what a woman was. You see, now, if you are a woman and you don't know what a woman is, do you think that's passing or failing the cognitive test?
I think that's failing the cognitive test.
And so, I mean, what if she'd asked you or me? We could have told her, right, that she was a woman, right?
Certainly.
She'd had the answer. Would you think that would have been cheating?
I don't think she would have listened to us.
Oh, okay. So we do know that if we...
It doesn't fit the narrative, Pastor Ernie. If it doesn't fit the narrative, you can't go with it.
So then we know we don't have to pass a cognitive test to be on the U.S. Supreme Court, right?
No.
Okay. Uh-oh, the phone lines are not ringing. Oh, my gosh, we've got less than 1 hour left. And Joe, we have a lot to make up. So, folks, 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110. Oh, my gosh, we are way behind. 888-677-9673. We're really behind today. Right now, we have to make up. Joe, listen to this. We have to make up about $7,200. We have to make up $72,000. We got less than an hour to do that. Folks out there, we got to hear from you. 888 281-1110, 888-677-9673. If the people don't call, Joe, if they don't help us, are you going to quit, or is there no quitting you?
No, I'm not ready to quit yet. Good Lord hasn't told me to stop, hasn't called me home, and last thing he said was to get out there and preach and teach and witness.
All right, there you go. I'm getting people are texting me here. Something about Pastor Joe just got off of something. What? I don't know what that's all about. But anyhow, 888-677-9673, 888.
I had that senior moment where I had a block and could not remember what I was going to say.
Oh, maybe that's what they're talking about.
Yeah, whatever happened, I went blank for a minute.
So then you failed a cognitive test.
Temporarily, yeah.
Okay, if Nikki Haley finds out, she won't let you run for president.
I don't think there's much chance of that.
All right. If there was, do you think I'd vote for you?
Let's don't go there.
All righty. 888-281-1110. Come on, folks. We got to hear from you. 888-677-9673. I tell you what, Joe, reminder. Biden's radical socialist Brazilian friend, President Lula, announces there in Brazil, Joe, that children, all the citizens must be vaxxed. All the children must take the poisonous poke for poor families or they get no government benefits. In other words, they're almost starving to death now.
No.
But if you don't take the poisonous poke, then you... And by the way, this guy is thick as thieves with Joe Obama Biden, okay? Biden helped put him in there. He was like Biden. He didn't win the election. He was inserted in there, okay? And so Lula da Silva has resumed his radical program of controlling the citizens. He's taken their guns in Brazil. This is something his predecessor, J.R. Bolsonaro, fought against. Bolsonaro was like Trump. Lula is like Biden.
Biden, we're seeing it play out all over the world. If they take your guns, then it's much easier to enslave the people, put them under government control, like in China, with the social credit scores. That's what they're working on here, control the money. Control what you hear through the media, control through the social credit type thing. It's all about power, forcing a one world order, and underneath it's a spiritual battle. It always has been, and it will be until the Lord comes.
Joe, World Health Organization, the WHO, convenes urgent meeting over Marburg, one of the world's deadliest viruses. The World Health Organization on Tuesday convened an urgent meeting amid an outbreak of the Marburg virus, which causes one of the world's deadliest diseases in Africa. Health officials say Marburg, first seen in the late 1960s, related to Ebola. However, World Health Organization says it's far more deadly, killing upwards of 88% of people who contract it. We're coming up to a break. When we come back, Joe, We're gonna play a clip, and listen to this clip, folks, very clearly. Every 5 minutes, though, we got to stop and put the numbers out. So, because we got it, the phone line's got to ring. So we'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.